This is KUT. If you've ever gone to testify at a city council meeting, you know that parking's hard to come by. But one council member has proposed a potential solution. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
The proposed solution sounds something like this.
They might be using business Skype. That might be what the IT department chooses, but they get to pick.
City Councilmember Don Zimmerman is asking the city to look into allowing citizens to testify on council items by video conference. Zimmerman's offering up his field office for the test run. As the only council member with a local office, Zimmerman says it could save his constituents in Northwest Austin serious time.
They could easily be looking at 2.5 hours out of their day to get 3 minutes to say something in front of council.
I think the angle of letting citizens use video is interesting. I hadn't really thought about it that way before, and I think if cities like Austin are successful, then I think you would see more of it.
Bennett Sandlin is the executive director of the Texas Municipal League. He says state law already allows video conferencing, but usually that means council members using video to attend a meeting, something that has remained unpopular.
It's still pretty technically challenging. You've got to be able to be seen and see and take comments from the public, all that over video in different people's, you know, presumably in different people's houses or wherever they're set up. And it's just too much hassle.
Sandlin says he also can't imagine too many citizens using it.
There's something kind of impersonal, I guess, about video.
Your body language and the intonations of your voice, and it seems to come through better if you're there physically in person.
As a local retired activist, David King is a familiar face at city council meetings. He says while he supports the measure to explore video conferencing for citizens, he probably won't use it.
I think you get the full impact when you're there in person.
The measure has some support, including from the mayor, who's a co-sponsor. The council will vote on whether to create a pilot program at their meeting later today. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.